New report says empty storefronts in Center City, Philadelphia have been filling up and are approaching pre-pandemic levels this holiday shopping season. Reporter Mayor Rindy spoke to new small business owners who have seen the economic recovery as a chance to realize their dreams.
It's Thursday night at the Philly Cheese School, and class is just getting started.
What we're going to get into today is going to be really fun. We're going to taste through this.
School owner Julia Birnbaum is taking her 8 students on a tasting journey through the world of low-lactose cheeses. Those include Hollerhocker, Tickler Cheddar, and Crevero Parmigiano.
I'm going to be asking you to look at these cheeses, tell me what you see, smell these cheeses, tell me what you smell, we love that, and then taste them, of course, and tell me what you taste.
Birnbaum opened her school at the corner of 9th and Bainbridge Streets in South Philadelphia in July. For the previous 2 years, she'd been giving virtual cheese lessons, but people started asking her whether she might offer in-person classes. So despite all the ups and downs in the economy in the past couple years, and some uncertainty about the future, she decided to sign a lease.
Just for me personally in my life, it was feeling like it was like time to make this jump. Essentially, it's a dream that I've had. You know, I've always wanted to have a business like this.
Birnbaum is not alone in seizing the opportunity to open her own business. In Philadelphia and across the country, the last 2 years have seen historic highs in the number of new businesses created. In Center City, new shops and restaurants have filled many of the vacancies that proliferated after the pandemic hit. According to a new report from the Center City District, the retail occupancy rate downtown is now at 81%, down a bit from before the pandemic, but well above the 55% bottom it reached in the summer of 2020. More than 175 new retailers, restaurants, and service-oriented businesses have opened in Center City since 2020, with at least 47 more coming soon. Prima Katari Gupta is a vice president at the Center City District.
We're in our second straight year of net positive openings, which means that more businesses have been opening than closing, despite what the perception might be.
A number of prominent stores have shut down in the last couple years. Those include a Gap, H&M, Ann Taylor, and several Wawa's, Rite Aid's, and Starbucks locations.
A lot of the companies that were ailing along before the pandemic really got clobbered when everybody got sent home and folks were shopping online only for a period of time.
But she said they're being replaced by newer businesses, including digital native brands like Brooklinen and Gorhana on Walnut Street, and local companies that are opening their first locations or expanding.
What we like seeing is a lot of independents take advantage of maybe being able to get more favorable lease terms and move up to a larger space or move into a more prominent location.
Gupta says the retail picture looks bright for the holiday season and beyond. She acknowledged concerns that a recession could be coming, but she said Philadelphia has a diverse employer base and that should insulate it from the job losses and economic volatility facing cities that are heavily dependent on one employment sector, like the tech industry. Gupta also noted that certain types of storefront businesses seem to be doing particularly well. That includes edutainment, like cheese classes, as well as wellness-oriented retail. The wellness trend has paid off for Tahira Stith, who runs Dope Botanicals near Rittenhouse Square.
Things have been better than we ever expected for the first year of business, surprisingly so. Even for us, we're like, oh my God.
She opened the shop last November with her sister Nakia. They sell organic herbal tonics and elixirs in the form of lattes and smoothies, along with supplements and health remedies.
It's been very exciting to watch the growth of the business in turbulent times, but we knew that we had a point of view in herbalism, and we knew that we had products that people could only get from us.
They say it's gratifying to have a thriving business after what everybody's been through the last couple years, and to see so many others succeeding at the same time.
People are taking a chance that they may not have taken before because you realize how precious and finite time really is. So you see a lot of people stepping out on their dreams and figuring out what they need to do to succeed and good ways to make it happen.
For WHYY, I'm Mayor Rindy.